In this bulletin, Prime Minister Scott Morrison meets Narendra Modi in Washington ahead of Quad duties. A protester in Melbourne is being treated for COVID-19 in hospital. And in sport, the NRL prepares for expansion with a second team in Brisbane. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has met Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi ahead of the first in-person summit of Quad leaders. The gathering of Mr. Morrison, Mr. Modi and Japanese leader Yoshihide Suga will be hosted by the United States President Joe Biden at the White House. Mr. Morrison says the meeting with Quad colleagues will be historic, and his meeting with Mr. Modi was productive.
Our meeting today, we agreed to go forward with a low emissions technology partnership on hydrogen development, ultra-low cost solar programs to support their energy transition. And so we'll work together closely with our good friends in India. In addition to that, we had a very good discussion about our defence partnerships.
Earlier, Mr. Morrison met senators at a US Foreign Relations Committee gathering. A demonstrator who attended a protest in Melbourne on Wednesday is being treated for COVID-19 in hospital. Victoria's Health Department has issued a public alert urging protesters to get tested if they experience coronavirus symptoms. As Melbourne braces for another potential day of protests, the state government announced fully vaccinated residents will be allowed to return home to Victoria from New South Wales. Premier Daniel Andrews says the new rules will apply from next Thursday.
Victorians in an extreme risk zone, which is basically Sydney at this time, will be eligible to return home to Victoria if they are double vaccinated and if they have a negative test 72 hours prior to leaving New South Wales to return back to Victoria. They will have to do 14 days of quarantine, but that quarantine can be done at their home.
The state recorded 766 locally acquired cases of COVID-19, its highest daily figure, on Thursday. Victoria's previous record was 725 daily cases reported in August last year. More than 1,000 insurance claims have been filed after Victoria's largest earthquake in history as the state continues to experience aftershocks. The Insurance Council of Australia says insurers have received 1,700 claims since the 5.9 magnitude quake hit on Wednesday in Victoria's northeast. Most claims are from Victoria and for home building claims for minor damage, such as fallen cornices, plaster and render damage. Victoria's State Emergency Service says it has responded to 180 calls for help since Wednesday. The wave of coronavirus infections set to hit New South Wales hospitals could be double what the government has predicted. That warning came from the Doherty Institute Director of Epidemiology, Jodie McVernon. New research shows the health outcomes from the Delta variant are far worse than the original Alpha strain. Ms. McVernon says future Doherty modelling will need to reflect this. This also means the number of hospitalisations of unvaccinated people will likely be double what has been predicted. The President of South Africa is worried about a lack of vaccine supply in low-income countries, stating the inequity needs to be corrected urgently. He is one of several African leaders at a United Nations meeting demanding action to give populations better vaccine access and protection against coronavirus. Cyril Ramaphosa is concerned the pandemic won't end if distribution is unfair, reminding the world that no one is safe until every country is safe.
It is an indictment on humanity that more than 82% of the world's vaccine doses have been acquired by wealthy countries, while less than 1% has gone to low-income countries.
To sport, the NRL is preparing to announce the first expansion of the competition in 14 years. Queensland is expected to be granted a fourth club from 2023, with an official announcement set to be made after the NRL Grand Final on Sunday week. It follows an Australia Rugby League Commission board meeting where the expansion of the competition to 17 clubs was backed, pending approval by the 16 other clubs. Once confirmed, it will be the first time another team has been added to the competition since the Gold Coast Titans joined in 2007. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, sunny 23. Adelaide, a shower or two, 17. Melbourne, windy and showers, 18. Hobart, much the same, 13. Canberra, mostly sunny, 20. Wollongong, sunny, 26. Sydney, similar conditions, 27. Newcastle, sunny, 28 degrees. Brisbane, sunny as well, 28. Cairns, partly cloudy, 28. And Darwin, more humid and mostly sunny, 33. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.